Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Kevin Hardwick joining us live this morning, Canisius College political science professor and member of the Erie County Legislature. Joe Biden picks Kamala Harris, Kevin, as his running mate. Where was she on your list?
Oh, she definitely was the top. You know, when it came out last week that it was down to two people and the other woman was Susan Rice, I kind of cringed a little bit. Because I thought if it was Susan Rice is certainly very well qualified. Problem is that she has this link to Benghazi, because when she was in the Obama administration, they put her out on the Sunday morning talk shows with some bad information. And that's what she'll be forever remembered by or for by a lot of people. And if she were the pick, then it would just be Benghazi, Benghazi, Benghazi. It would be a gift to the Trump campaign. Fortunately for the Democrats, Joe Biden went ahead and picked the safe pick, which is still a great pick, I think. And it's also a great day for Saturday Night Live and especially Maya Rudolph.
Yeah, well, what do you see as this changing anything in 2020? Does this really hinge on a VP pick? I know a lot of people are looking at this as a very important vice presidential pick, given the uncertainty of if Joe Biden wins, how long he'll stay in office. But do people's opinions really sway based on this?
Not that much, unless it's just a disastrous pick, like Sarah Palin turned out to be for John McCain. You know, when Sarah Palin's pick came out, it looked to a lot of people like it was an inspired choice. Problem was that she hadn't been fully vetted, and when she started going and getting interviewed, she just looked woefully unprepared. That's not a problem here. Because this pick has been vetted. Kamala Harris ran for president. She participated in a ton of debates. And if there were skeletons in her closet, you'd think they would have come out by now.
You know, there's really not a lot of difference in the ages of Trump and Biden. Trump is 74, Biden 77. Why are we hearing so much that this vice president selection for Biden is more important than ever?
Well, I think it's more important because the speculation is that Biden would be a one-term president, and that whoever gets picked as vice president has a leg up on the field for the next presidential cycle. I mean, that's normally the case. The best route to the president, all things being considered, is to get nominated as vice president, actually to serve as vice president. It's not a lock, but it certainly gives you a leg up on the field.
I think the one hang up was certainly during maybe the primary season a little bit, and then certainly now, I guess, after everything that happened with the George Floyd protests in June, is can somebody who served as a prosecutor really credibly talk about police reform, things like that, the need for reform in the justice system that's become such a focal point, especially amongst Democrats, when you were in such a high-profile position before?
Well, you know, I think it works to her advantage now. It worked against her when she was running in the Democratic primaries. I mean, that was the big rub there. That was what she was criticized for, of being too much law and order, right? Being too tough on crime. And in the Democratic primaries, that hurts her. Now, conversely, in the general election, that actually helps her, because you've got Donald Trump trying to, you know, forget about the coronavirus and focus on the unrest and come down as the law and order candidate. Well, you know, you've got on the other side on the ticket as the vice presidential nominee, Kamala Harris, who is criticized by the far left for being too law and order. So it's going to be tough to for Trump to paint her as being far, far left when, you know, she is this, in effect, on the Democratic side, was the law and order candidate.
What's going to be the bigger factor going into this election? Will it be the economy, coronavirus, or the Black Lives Matter movement?
Well, I think they're inextricably entwined, but I think it'll be the coronavirus because that's the key to everything else. You get that under control and, you know, the economy takes care of itself. You're seeing that in other countries. You know, you look at a country like New Zealand. Now, yeah, they're a lot smaller than us, but, you know, zero cases, zero deaths is zero cases and zero deaths. They did it right. Obviously, the United States did not.
Moving forward, what do you see in whether it's the debates coming up? How do you think Kamala Harris will take on this new role? We know the first vice presidential debate is coming up pretty soon, October 7th. You know, we're in the middle of August right now, so these things start happening fast.
Well, there's a lot of talk out there, especially in Democratic circles, that she's just going to crush Mike Pence. I don't think that's going to happen. I think Mike Pence can hold his own. He is a skilled debater. He's going to be okay. I mean, I think in the Democratic debate or the vice presidential debates or the debate, everybody's going to be able to see what they want. Republicans will say, oh, yeah, Pence did great. And Democrats will say, well, Kamala Harris did great. I think she's going to be used effectively out on the stump. She's going to go to key battleground states. She obviously is going to appeal to black audiences. And that's what they need. They need someone to light a fire under black populations in key battleground states so that they come out. You know, I mean, that was the problem last time. Too many stayed home and Trump was able to win narrowly in a number of key states.
Does Biden's campaign come out of the basement now?
I don't know that it does. I think that it's been effective so far for him. I think that I'm not sure there's a reason to. I think they'll start moving around the country, certainly. But I don't think that until he has to do any major interviews, because the danger is that it's his to lose, and he will lose it by some gaffe that, you know, you can't repair.
It seems like what a lot of people have been asking for years, right, Kevin? Hey, in a political campaign, if we could see less of all the politicians, and finally someone's listening.
That's an excellent observation, Brian. Maybe you should have my job.
All right. Well, I don't know if I'd want it. Kevin, thanks so much. It's Kevin Hardwick joining us live with some analysis of the VP pick. Kamala Harris is Biden's pick.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.